We had an opportunity to kind of talk about the commission's work, like what it had really been, you know, formed to do. I think as we all talked about, I think even Jerry came along. I don't know if he did or not. I think he did. But there was discussion about whether it was time to end it, had it done its job, or should it go on for a couple more years to sort of oversee what I think the most important thing for it is. I think this is where we went with it, is the transportation infrastructure, perhaps maybe a vehicle to provide funding. And so we had a good discussion about whether it should continue, what it looks like if it continues, and what we landed on was 2 more years, get the appropriate amount of funding from the legislature for it to oversee maybe the bigger picture planning of the transportation issues that are going to be central to the Point of the Mountain area, including the prison site. Is that a fair assessment?
I think that covers it. I was, my only concern was, there are a lot of areas around the state, and I see them because of my position with the Senate. There are a lot of areas around the Senate, or around the state, that we really shouldn't be doing this with. We should be doing the same thing we did with the Point of the Mountain Commission. As a result, you're looking, where do you start the next one? And I agree, this is, we've got so many acres down here left in the bottom.
A couple of the municipalities, my city, Lehigh, Bluffdale, probably Riverton, Sandy, Harriman to some extent, everybody that's going to get touched by the whole, the prison site as it starts, but the Point of the Mountain area, we've been talking as mayors about ways to fund it. And the concept of the special service district has certainly been something we've all talked about. I think the Point of the Mountain Commission is probably the best vehicle to bring that all together and maybe help kind of get all the horses in the same corral. So that's what we hope it'll happen. So we voted to continue it for 2 more years. So, and I would like the record to reflect, we don't get paid to do the job. There's some comment made to me that, of course, you continued your job, and if it's a job, I don't get paid.
Do you mind if I weigh in on it too, Alan? The legislative commission, or the legislative request with this establishing of the commission was to do 2 or 3 things, and the commission had reached the point where we felt like we accomplished those. But in that process, the coordinating effort that went on, we thought was really valuable, coordinating effort with local government, and that for a period of time that should continue. And so that was the motion made and adopted by the commission, and it may require some tweaking of the legislation to accomplish that, but especially with this body coming on board and its relationship to the larger scope of the area, being able to coordinate issues like transportation primarily and other issues, that it was important that that go forward. So that will take place. Our director, Alan, attended that meeting, and I suspect he'll be attending those, and so that he can coordinate his efforts with this body. And by the way, members of this body, you're always welcome to attend that meeting as well to find out what's happening in the broader area. So I asked this item be put on the agenda just so that you'd all be updated what was happening with the commission and as it relates to the work of this body.
We may also need some additional funding to hold the committee together for the time period we're looking at. I don't know if we would need additional consultants through that time, but we'd probably want to look at if there is funding necessary. As we're tweaking the legislation, we might want to include all that together.
That's a really good point, and I suspect that we may need a little bit of help in that collaboration effort that we've had before.
That's why I couldn't figure out what Troy was talking about, because I volunteered to help.
You did.
I did.
No, but you also made the salient point that government shouldn't try to stay alive. It makes sense to end some government here and there, which was good. But we just
right.
We just need to take it off of life support slowly. Okay?
Well, the thing that's a little bit unique about that body is that it has no mandating authority. So this is not a regional planning authority that's telling counties and cities how to develop their streets, how to plan their streets. It's all done with an educational incentive, and I think it's been effective, and I think it will continue to be, and I think their work will also serve this body well. So any questions or comments about that?
Just comment, Representative Snow, thank you for that. I'm excited to hear that it's continuing on. I think it's important, and focus on transportation, I think, is just crucial. I've come to a realization, and this won't be a surprise to anybody, but as I traveled just today, I was down at Traverse Ridge, cutting a ribbon on the newest building down there, the tallest building in Lehigh now, and this is their third phase, and it was really interesting talking to those guys, Perry Commercial, Bill Perry Senior and Junior, who some of you know, and this is the third phase of that development. They built phase one as a spec, and it was full before they finished. So then they decided to build phase two as a spec, and it was full before they finished. And then they thought, well, I guess we'll do phase three. We never anticipated to do this much this soon, and it's basically 90% out to lease right now on day one. And they're right, this building is right where a track stop is planned to someday be. And we, as we look at the way this is developing, and we're now pushing communities to work on affordable housing, right? We're putting some incentives in there, I guess that's a nice way to say it. We're gonna take some of the transportation money away if they don't. And if you look at development across the country, there's a very simple formula where infrastructure precedes the development or density. Infrastructure precedes density, you have great development. Mm-hmm. Where density precedes infrastructure, it just goes badly quickly and brings all the ills and societal ills that we hear about. And this type of development is happening, and this commitment to infrastructure has to be there. And so I do think, because the question always is, what is the role of the state? Why is the state stepping in and telling us as communities what to do? And we believe in local control. Local control is very important, but the state does play that infrastructure role. And we need to make sure that we are at the table, that they are at our table when we're having those conversations and it's done. So just, again, commend you for what you're doing, and let us know how we can support that effort. Thank you.
It's really been a great thing to have our local communities involved. And the work that we did in having them have input, and we'd like to see that continue. And I know Bluffdale is here, and I just want you to know, as co-chair of that body too, we encourage your input, your ongoing input and support on all these issues, transportation. And I couldn't agree more with what Mr. Lieutenant Governor has said about planning the infrastructure and then allowing the development to follow is truly the right way, not only for residential, but for what we're about here, it relates to commercial and job creation and getting things in the right order. So anyway, thanks for making that statement. Any other comments? Okay, we'll move on at the agenda. We're moving quickly because we all know that we've got the site visit coming, but I don't want to move too quickly. So. Alan, we'll turn the next item to you to maybe do an introduction and then also introduce our friends from Bluffdale.
Do you want to do your minutes really quickly?
Oh, this is a good time. Good reminder. Because I would get so fast we'd adjourn. So let's move back up to item number two, to approve the minutes of the October 8th, 2019 meeting. Chair would take a motion on that.
So moved.
Thank you. Motion has been made to approve those minutes. We need a second.
Second.
Second by Mayor Walker. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. They're approved. Thanks for the reminder. So now, Alan, you'll turn the time.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So we have before you today the first decision dealing with the site itself. And as you know, there's a lot happening in the area around this site. It has an impact on what we do. And that first proposal is from our good neighbors from Bluffdale, who are looking for an easement along the northwest portion of the site for stormwater drainage. And so, I don't know who's presenting. Is it Daniel or Michael or both of you?
Both, come on.
All right. Michael Fazio, who's the city engineer. Daniel Tracer, who's an assistant city engineer.
I'm Mark Reed, the city manager.
Yeah, we got the city manager, Mark Reed, here. So we'll...
Since I'm here, I thought I'd just take a minute and just introduce Bluffdale to you. You know, you probably all know where we are. This is one of our favorite developments. It's a beautiful little development of a few hundred homes. They're it's a R143 zone, but it's a crow zone. So most of the homes are about 1/4 acre, and it's just a very, very nice area. The state has put in a nice sound wall, and we have a quiet zone for the railroad, and so it's just a nice place to live. Ivory Commercial has purchased this piece right here. So the Bluffdale border comes down like this, goes across here, and then down Porter Rockwell. And you see Porter Rockwell is just exactly south of 600 West. And so we made a trade for this nice little road of 146 South with the state. That's State Road 140. From 800 West going east, it will still stay with the state. And our portion is this lovely portion with the one-lane trestle I'm sure you're all familiar with. And so as we're trying to improve this two-lane road to a three-lane or four-lane or five-lane or seven-lane eventually, depending on what this board does in the future, we have the need of doing some stormwater. This road that we inherited from the state doesn't have any stormwater system. And so when we made the swap of Porter Rockwell with the 146 South, we inherited a problem. It is the only route for a bicyclist to come into Draper from the west side, unless they go clear up to 126 South or all the way down to 2100 North. And so it's a terrible road. I would be afraid to ride a bike on it. But we're trying to put bike lanes on it. We're trying to improve the storm drain system. And some of the water from this area comes over this way. We have a canal that runs on the west side of the tracks, and it crosses over right here. So as we talked to the canal company trying to come up with a place to take the water, they have suggested right here being the place to go. And so we have the desire to build a storm system right up along the Ivory property in Bluffdale, and then at some point it would come along railroad easement, and we'd look for a 20-foot easement along the railroad tracks in that area. I'll let Dan explain all of it. Any questions about Bluffdale?
Is that piece where the Longhorns are right now?
Yeah, okay. This piece right here. You'll see them mostly in here. All right, we have a resident that lives.
Isn't that Michael Carlson lives right here?
Yeah. He lives right here, and he owns a good piece question. That goes up and around and on both sides of this spring. He doesn't own the spring, but he owns everything around there, so that's where he runs the long range.
Okay.
So just like Mark was saying, we're trying to improve the conditions and the drainage on 146 South so that the future we can develop. In fact, we are planning right now to widen the road, and we have a funded project by the state. Actually, we have federal funding to place bike lanes on 146 South at this time. So before we do that, we want to make sure that we have a safe route and a safe road. So I'll let Dan. He's better than I am. My assistant engineer.
So I think, as Mark mentioned earlier, this section of road is
currently without any storm drain facilities, and it's one of the big issues that come up with any property owner that wants to develop in this area. They say, okay, where can I put my storm drain? Unfortunately, we don't have a place for you right now, and that adds a lot of additional costs that they have to incur. So this project would install the storm drain main in 146 South and take it north to a proposed pond. It could serve, I've sized the system to serve everything within Bluffdale and then going south until you hit the Utah Lake Distribution Canal. So there is room for all the new development that's going to be coming with the prison site. That's all taken into account when we did the design. So again, it's going to improve the safety. It's going to remove a lot of standing water that is happening on 146 South and be a great improvement for all the potential property owners that are going to be coming as soon as the prison redevelops. The easement itself, what we're requesting is a 20-foot wide easement that'll serve an 18-inch pipe that just crosses the northwest corner of the prison property. It will connect that proposed stormwater pond directly to the Jordan and Salt Lake City Canal, and there's even some options available to take a portion of the prison property with some detention, you know, in the future. But we do realize that part of that area is going to have to drain to this area, and it makes kind of a logical sense as a discharge point for when the prison redevelops.
That's right. As we work together on a solution, a drainage solution, this would make perfect sense for future, to be considered for future providing a drainage ability for the water to go and eventually go to the Jordan River.
So could I ask interrupt and ask a question about that? Would you anticipate that that would be part of the agreement then, that the property that we oversee in the future could have access to that facility, that drainage infrastructure?
Of course.
Okay. And is it, do you feel like it's sized adequately to handle additional runoff?
Currently, we have sized it to handle just what we have planned for, but it can be increased, or we can place parallel pipes. But in any case, we'll do improvements to the Salt Lake distributing canal so that you'll be able to use the same improvements, like we'll align the canal, so to protect the canal. Also, they will. There's more to it than I don't want to take more time into this meeting.
But that alone has taken months of negotiation with the canal company, and we're very close to getting a yes. So that's what we're here asking for. This is just an exhibit showing the easement, and I think Alan has provided that to everybody before this meeting. Again, it's 20 foot wide. This is for an 18-inch pipe. The 20 feet is just so that we can get in there and maintain it and dig anything up in the future if we need to. We are looking at a total area of about 8,500 square feet or 0.2 acres. The easement dimensions, again, 20 feet wide by about 430 feet long. We've tried to locate this in the least intrusive location possible while also meeting the stormwater needs for our project. You know, water only flows downhill. We are proposing a value of $2.35 for the easement. That is based on an appraisal that we had done for this property. And that was with a mixed industrial business use. So it may not be totally applicable, but I think a lot of us kind of agree that the use for the prison site isn't totally determined yet. So that's, you know, the appraisal that we have completed and the best value that we can come up with at the current time.
Any questions? I have a couple more. Can we go back to the slide that kind of shows the shows this? What's this street here?
146 South.
And this is ultimately part of improving that street.
Mm-hmm.
And that street, when it's improved, will serve the prison site.
This is one of the major east-west routes. You've got Bangor Highway up top, and then 146, and then the next one that goes east-west, you're in Lehigh.
Just give you an overview of that road. On the far west end, we are punching this road straight into Redwood Road. Right now it has an S-curve on the far end that really messes up the intersection. So that improvement, once we get that done, Mayor Timothy's next goal is to widen the trestle. And so that will greatly enhance the ability for traffic coming from the west or going east or west along that road. It's not a very good road right now at two lanes, but with the trestle widened or an alternate way to get over the tracks, that would, without the Redwood connection, which we intend to have done this summer, we couldn't widen the trestle. We have to do that part first and then attack the trestle.
And do I understand that without dealing or handling the drainage issue, it would impede your ability to make that improvement on that road?
It does. It does. We're thinking about the future, and all this will help us handle the future, and so to expand in the future. And just like Mark was saying, we're going to study ways to completely connect 146 South east to the west and go across the tracks, and this will be one of the main accesses from to the freeway and also to the prison site. So, and we'll be very, very busy. So now we're laying the foundations for a better future. So
the pond in red that you see is actually in Bluffdale on the Ivy site. And okay. So we are detaining all of the water we can on our property.
I have a comment. I think it's great that we work together as people sitting on the board for the state and the neighboring communities and all the people that are going to travel that but aren't necessarily from those communities. I've been on that road hundreds and hundreds of times getting to those industrial buildings for my daughter's cheerleading. But as you leave the highway, as you come down from I-15, it's like three lanes, and then all of a sudden as it goes around that curve, it quickly goes down to one, and there's people get forced into the left turn lane trying to move over. So to me, it only makes sense that is a little bit wider the whole way. So I think it's, my opinion is just that I would like to help them. And again, remember an easement, it's not like they're buying the land. They're just buying the ability to lay something on there. It's still the state's land. And I think this whole idea of being able to join in and later on lay a parallel pipe or create that pipe larger, I think we'll need that someday too.
Jim?
So this had to come to the commission because typically it would be something DFCM would handle, but there's a moratorium on us doing anything with that property, as you can well imagine. So our assistant attorney general, Mike Kelly, would typically handle this easement, and being on this is a land bank for the state, we would typically within that easement want the right for us to have them move that in the future if it conflicted with our development. And so I think that's what he proposed to them. I don't know how Bluffdale felt about that.
Vaughn is our city attorney.
My name is Vaughn Patel. The trouble with what they had asked for us to do is be able to extinguish that easement just at will. And so granted today, and it could be done tomorrow. And that's unacceptable where we've invested, you know, millions of dollars in this storm drain system to help 14600 South be a functioning road. We would have no way for it to outfall after that, you know. So it's just not something I felt comfortable recommending my client accept that.
So now that explained, that is because we don't know what we're going to do with the property. So that's why it's a big decision really for this board. It's our first decision. I mean, what they're saying makes perfect sense, and that's probably the alignment we would go through storm drain also. And I can't see it really being a problem, but nonetheless. It's something that needs to be considered.
Yeah. We're going to get to you, Mike. Let's take a
question. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, 20-foot easement wouldn't make any difference anyway, because if you build buildings on that property, they'll have more than a 20-foot setback. So really, I mean, and again, it probably would be advantageous, especially if you use that easement for state water, or water on the property. Maybe the only thought I would have is if I look at the size of pipe you're putting, because
we're all generating underwater. To increase the size of that pipe.
18 inches.
You would consider upsizing that?
Oh, definitely.
Because it seems to me, based on the work that I've been involved with, that having
property there able to access that as infrastructure would be very valuable because the water has to go somewhere.
Would make perfect sense.
Mike?
Well, I just want, I haven't seen the plan for the pond before, and you can weigh in on this, but what I was thinking is, in discussing this with Alan, so they requested this easement in this small area here. It's 20 feet off of the Union Pacific right-of-way right there. You know, part of the concern is that, you know, if we had an easement over here or over here or something like that, I mean, that's a big issue for the pumps, the board, because that's something that could really impact development in the future. Mm-hmm. Where the easement's being asked for, I mean, that's, you know, is that something that's ever going to be impacted? Probably not. But, you know, the thought was if we are giving easements on the property now without a good idea as far as, you know, what was going to go in there, you know, we probably ought to have them granted with the right of termination or a right to relocate, just in case we ever needed to. So we did that here. I'm not sure that's really a big issue here. If, you know, I think you probably, and again, this is your decision. I'll do whatever you say. I'm just, you know, spitballing here. You know, you give them an easement there, make it permanent, so that would allay their concerns. And anything going forward that's done, you know, anywhere that it actually would impact the future development, that would be a bridge left across at that point. I think we may have to think about that. But, you know, one thing I'm thinking here that we need to, that we could think about, because right now the agreement isn't that clear, is if we're going to be draining into here, I mean, one thing we could do in the easement is we could retain the right for this property to utilize, you know, that pipeline that's being put in there to manage our stormwater runoff. Mm-hmm. But what I'm wondering, and this is something the Bluffdale City Attorney needs to weigh in on, is maybe should we do a cross easement so we can have access to that pond and you guys can have access to our property. So we do it as a cross easement agreement, giving us access to the pond. And you get access to our property to build the pond. Is that
I don't see any problem with that other than just make sure it's sized to accommodate.
It is not sized to handle much. It can handle a little bit more flow, but because the pond itself is part of a land swap with the ICO property, so we sized it as small as it could be to meet our needs because we were doing a land swap with the property owner.
But that's the question. So this pond,
but it can be increased.
If we had access to it, we could increase it onto our property.
Yes. Definitely. Cross easement would allow, no issue or problems with that.
Okay, but well, there is an issue because pond is actually, you have an easement for the pond. It's not on Bluffdale property, right?
The pond is in the city of Bluffdale and we are going to own it fee simple.
Okay, so you're going to own the pond fee simple, so that makes doing a cross easement a lot easier. Yeah. So just again, a possible solution here is give them the easement. We take the small payment for the easement, I think it was like $8,000. We make it non-terminable. We make it so we can't relocate it. They get that 20-foot strip to put the pipe in. In return, we get a cross easement for access to the pond, and we also retain the right to hook into the pipe where it crosses our property. I think that would be a solution.
But we don't want, they'd have to upside the pipe to have that connection into it. So that would be.
To upsize the pipe.
If we upsize the pipe, it would.
I think what had happened is they put it in now with the pipes up. Of course, they would need to upsize it. No, they wouldn't, because we're draining into this.
It would need to be upsized to.
So we could upsize the pipe right in that little teeny area at some point if we ever needed to hook into it. Okay, well, those are details we can work out. But I think that might be something you could consider doing.
Let me ask you, gentlemen, in terms of the surface use, we would want to make sure that. Well, I'm assuming that you wouldn't allow structures, but we need to be able to have landscape or trails.
And yeah, that's already in there. We can do everything that wouldn't interfere with their pipeline use.
Right.
And you'll do a normal agreement where if they tear something up on the easement, like grass or something,
we've already got all. We've got that. I think that's kind of the problem they've got is we've got a really good easement already. And I made it even more onerous for them by making it terminable at will, which again, I thought maybe we needed, but seeing where it's at, I don't think we do. So I can get you a copy of the easement that's got all of that in there, but it's just a regular easement agreement. And then we'd have the same thing. We'd just get a cross easement in order to allow us to just discharge into that pond, and we would retain the right to hook into their pipe in this area if we ever needed to, and upsize it, as Jim's pointed out.
Further questions, commission? Anyone?
Thank you very
much. Anything further from the city?
No, thank you.
Yeah, Chris, I think they need to have a motion to approve it or disapprove it in order for us to go forward. Yeah. So,
Representative, I got one question. How long of the stretch is that where you're saying we need to upgrade it? Because it makes sense to me that we upgrade that now instead of having to rip it up and upgrade it 5-10 years down the road.
It would be pretty hard right now to know what we would need, because you're assuming that we're going to drain everything to that point. I mean, you could make that assumption, but it may not. And we don't know how much we'll detain on site or how much we would be able to, so it'd be pretty hard to determine that right now. But
where you're going bigger, I don't think you would need to now.
But where I was just going to say a minute ago, we're kind of getting in the weeds here. You know, it elevation is the lowest point, right? So most likely we're not going to collect and drain everything to one end. That wouldn't be very feasible. So we'll probably be collecting somewhere and then probably even going the opposite direction. So I wouldn't get that worried about it.
Further questions? Someone like to propose a motion?
I will.
April.
I motion that we approve the easement requested by Bluff Hill City and take out the termination at will clause.
And include the cross use easement?
And include the cross use easement for this land on that pond. Drainage pond.
Including the right to connect infrastructure and
cross easement for the
cross easement.
Right, so not for the pond.
So, do I have a second to that motion? Jim, second. The motion is that we approve the requested easement by Lockdell. Can we say subject to attorney approval? Is that all right? With the condition that the easement, that we take away the termination provision, make it in perpetuity, subject to the cross-use easement, right to connect to the infrastructure from the authority's property. Anything else? Any discussion on the motion?
Yeah, I'm gonna vote no on it, and maybe I'm throwing cold water on this deal, but I just don't see how, at this point, we haven't even laid out any kind of even GIS on this property. I'm reticent to want to create easements anywhere until we sort of have some idea of where it's going to go.
Okay.
I think it's too early.
Further discussion on the motion?
I just think that with all that land, we have to improve all the roads around it. We know that transportation is on the forefront of citizens. They're like, please don't put us in more traffic and make more problems for us. And so if we're going to develop out, somebody's going to develop out all these acres eventually, that 146, which is a connecting road, has got to be better, bigger and better. And this is right along the edge of the property, right along the front runner, where UTA and Union Pacific, there's two lines right there, but that's where front runner goes right now. So I think it only makes sense that that's probably somewhere where we would send some of the drainage to. I think it's a big deal also, any other easements anywhere else on the property. But because this is right on that edge and we could potentially use it, I'm okay with it.
Thanks. Further discussion on the motion?
Can I just clarify, subject to attorney approval, I think there will be some negotiations that need to happen. There was the discussion about whether that Bluffdale would own the current Bluffdale side of the easement in fee simple, so we would want to make sure that's memorialized, that you know this is subject to their fee simple ownership of the cross-use easement, as well as, you know, we talked about some things like expanding, have the right to expand the drainage pipe. And so subject to those negotiations.
Subject to attorney approval, and those are good points.
And we'll just say
let me just ask. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to say there is the proposed $2.35 a square foot, so there's a
And that, April, is part of your motion, is that upon payment?
Upon payment of $2.35 right. per square foot, I think it's a little over $20,000. And again, I just feel like if we don't ever make any decisions, we're never going to move forward.
Thank you. Further discussion, and I know we generally look to the commission for that, but let me ask the mayor, people from Bluffdale, what is your timing on improvements this road? Is this something that you're...
This is imminent.
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 It's important you go forward now. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Mike, further discussion from you?
Well, I was just going to say we could always bring it back to, for the board to approve, but there's not going to be a board meeting before they need to do it. I think if the board approves it now, Alan can sign it, and we can get it worked out. I'm sure we can figure it out.
I'm sure, too. And so, Mike, when we say subject to attorney approval, we appreciate your help and input. Make sure. And I know you'll work with Alan as well and get his input on that. Further discussion on the motion. Motion is that we approve the easement with those conditions that have been recited on the record. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
One opposed. Mayor Walker, any other opposed? Rest voting in favor, the motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So we're down to the end of the agenda. Jim?
Yes, I have one thing. It's not on the agenda. I apologize, but it could be really quick. But I just, let me go up to their map real quick. There's
Natural Resources has this facility right here, and it's the fire cache up here. And then we have the state surplus building right there. We're going to move those, and right now we're looking at moving these guys to a property that we own, the Wasatch Juvenile Justice facility on 35th South and 5th West. There's a property there. We have a property available in Taylorsville for these guys. They really want to keep that building there because it's only like 5 years old. There's a LEED Gold building. They want to keep it there as long as we can. My question is, you know, I found a place for them. Now we got to find financing to move them. Is this something that the board would want me just to pursue through a normal process, or is there any thought of trying to package that together with something that's pushed by the commission? Any input as far as that goes?
Jim, who's on that property now?
This is the firefighters for Natural Resources.
Okay.
And these are the folks that deal with the fire aftermath. And then we have Fleet and State Surplus up there.
And you said
any thoughts?
You have a place you can move.
So Fleet and State Surplus in Taylorsville on 27 across from American Express building, there's the driving track that driver's license uses. It's not being really utilized anymore. We'd like to put them there. So that's on state property, and then we have state property. I could get the cost on the buildings, but my question, and it's going to be a lot more consolidated, right? That's like, those together are 50, 60 acres. And we're going to be talking about, you know, 12 acres total. So we're consolidating it. The development won't be quite as large as what we have right now. My question is, we timing wise, Alan, we talked about the timing and getting things moving a little bit. I think that to move them, we got to build a place to move them, and there's time involved with that and getting it funded. And so I can go through the normal process starting next year, or if there's any thought that this commission would want to push something, or
I'd like a definition.
I don't know.
Normal process.
Normal process would be I would submit to the building board and kind of get in line with all the other projects, and then it would go to the IGG committee for prioritization, and then push to executive approach. That's the short version.
That's the recommended. Normal.
That's the recommended. That's the normal could be. Let's build a building, and then it comes out, and we got money in a bill. So you know what I mean. There's a lot of normal ways.
There's someone in the legislature here who would like to hijack this.
So
I can get in line in the normal process, but I don't know how long that's going to take. And so,
can I offer suggestions? Since we can't take official action on it.
Right.
If my recommendation, Jim, is if you could put that in a document that we could circulate, but we get it to Senator Stevenson and myself, Representative Handy, and anyone else that wants to weigh in on that, and let's see how to approach that. One of the questions I'd have is what is the normal process timeline, and how does that match up with moving corrections. Do you understand my question?
Mm-hmm.
Because it may be that we don't have to get in a hurry, or maybe we do, but if we could have that in a document we could look at, then we'll put that back on the agenda for our next meeting. Is that agreeable?
Yeah, so it would really need to be funded in the next few years. The normal process for a state agency is 3 to 5 years. And so that's kind of my question, and I can package that up, but I think also I don't want to cut my bosses out either.
Yeah.
My normal bosses, the governor's office and that too.
I would recommend also we get in line.
Yeah,
do both. Normal processes. Yep. Reason being is it's sometimes a lot easier to move. And we may, you know, this may, what turns into a casual discussion today, as we start to look at developing this property, maybe an emergency. And if it is, I'm sure there's going to have to be an ability to move something.
Right, yeah, that's...
Well, bottom line then, I'm taking the direction I need to get a presentation made on what we do, where they're going to go, how much it's going to cost, timing, and all that.
So I'd say yes, package it up and put your boss's name at the top of it.
Yeah.
And make sure that, but you're right. And it would go to everyone, but it gives us a chance to be thinking about it before our next meeting.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Anything else to come before the board? Thank you. Motion to adjourn by our Lieutenant Governor. Second for that motion. Second by Jim. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None. We're adjourned. So thank you very much.
I'll do my meeting tomorrow.